Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you on board today. We are dealing with the parable of the two sons from Matthew 21. Quick review, the parable involves a man who calls his two sons together and says, "Son, I want you to go and do this." Gives him a task, and the son says, I'm not going to do it. And then later on in the day, he changes his mind, goes and does it. And then the father goes to his other son and says, "Son, I want you to do this." And the son says, "Okay, Dad, I'll do it." And then when Dad leaves, the boy doesn't do it. And so Jesus asks the question, really, basically, which one's better? Which one did the right thing? Which one did his father's will? And they said the first, because they picked the kid who, even though initially he rejected what Dad said, when it was all said and done, he went and did it. And so they agreed, well, the first kid did the right thing. So then Jesus lumps them together with prostitutes and sinners and says, well, the prostitutes and sinners have accepted what John told them to do, having rejected it at the first. What did he mean? Jesus has compared the chief priests and elders with prostitutes and sinners. First of all, that's over the top if you're in that era, in that day, to compare those who devote their lives to the observance of Torah with a prostitute, a street prostitute, someone who sells their body. There's really no comparison. Even today, we would be insulted at the comparison. And yet Jesus doesn't do it to insult, but to inform, because what has happened is that when John the Baptist came, the chief priests and elders were claiming to be doing the Father's will. They saw what John the Baptist preached, which was a baptism of repentance, and they rejected his message. I'm going to tell you what that message is in a moment. Even though they saw what good it did in people's lives later, they basically were the ones who said, "We'll do God's will," and then later they changed their mind and didn't do it. And then Jesus says the prostitutes are those who have rejected for years the calling of God. They have rejected living moral lives. They've rejected living according to the cleanliness of the law. They have spat in the face of the commandments. And yet when they heard the message, they changed their mind and went and did the will of God. Well, what was John's message? It's very simple. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The word repent means, it's the Greek word metanoia, it means to change one's mindset. So, take what John preached. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, means change your mindset. The kingdom of God is very close to you. Why would you need to change your mind about the kingdom being close? Perhaps your mind had been that the kingdom was far away. And so you need to change your mind that it is near and accessible. So when Jesus walks into the waters of Jordan, and John baptizes him, Jesus comes out, or before he goes into the water, Jesus says, "This must be done to fulfill all righteousness." What Jesus is saying is, "I am the kingdom of God that's at hand." So the Pharisees go into this whole thing, the chief priests and the elders, saying, "We're going to do the will of God." But then when they see that the will of God is Jesus, they're like the son that changes his mind, won't go to the field. The prostitutes and the sinners have looked at religion and went, "We don't want that. We don't want the will of God. Forget the will of God." And they're not right in saying it. I want to make that clear. But then they see Jesus, the fulfillment of all righteousness. And like the other son, they change their mind and move into Jesus. And so Jesus is making the point. Why wouldn't you see the truth and change your mind? Well, we're asking the same question today. Why wouldn't you see the beauty of grace and change your mind? I say grace and peace to you today. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.